Seems like a crowded race for the Republican nomination for governor. What sets you apart from other candidates?
You know, I think that what sets me apart is not only my business background of providing payroll to employees every 2 weeks for 30 years, but also my background in the legislature and the ability to be able to bring people together and be able to pass a budget, pass legislation, and just the work history of being able to accomplish things.
What would you do differently than the current governor?
Well, as I said, I think that my ability is to be able to work with the legislature. You can have any agenda that you would like to have, but if you can't work with the Senate or the House members and be able to pass that agenda, you're very ineffective.
You support what the legislature, the vote they took this past year to use some of the earnings from the permanent fund to pay for state government?
Well, I do, just simply because we're in that position because of declining revenue. And we have to make the choice. We can't cut our way out of the budget problem that we're in. So we have to make a choice. We can either use some of the earnings for the permanent fund for now. Hopefully, you know, my hope is that we don't have to use that very long, because with resource development, if we can make the right climate in the state, we can get that resource development that'll bring in new revenue for the state.
What specifically?
The closest that we have right now is oil revenue. Numerous projects on the slope, a number of those that haven't been invested in because we've created a uncertainty in the state as far as business investment. And, you know, we're starting to get that back on track. We passed legislation this year to pay off the tax credits. A majority of that money, I believe, will go right back into the state, go right back into employing people across the state. And it'll bring in more revenue because it's going to produce more oil.
You were just down in Ketchikan, I believe, and saw the Tazlina floated and the state ferry system near and dear to this region. As governor, would you support continued funding for the state ferry system?
You know, I support the continual funding for the ferry system. We need to look at some options out there, and I think that the one was floated this year as far as making a standalone corporation for the ferry system. I don't know if that model will work yet. I haven't dug into it deep enough, but I think that those are the things that we need to look at. You know, some people would like to see a lot more money put into the ferry system down in Southeast, and, you know, there's just, you know, there's things that we've got to look at and see if there isn't some way that we can make it more economically viable to be able to, you know, get the ferry system in and out of communities around Southeast.
What's your overall take on this past session? From an outsider's view, someone who's not in Juneau, it looked a little different this year. People not voting with their caucuses, kind of split votes in different parties. I don't know. It looked a little different than it has in recent years.
Well, and I think that's just due to some of the frustrations of being in a budget deficit issue and trying to figure out how to get out. A lot of people think that we just need to tax Alaskans and that gets us out. That puts us in a bigger recession than what we currently are in. And some think that we don't mind a few revenue measures, but we've got to have some reductions in government. And you know, without getting into specifics, I believe there's ways that we can reduce some of the cost associated with it. But, you know, I found that if you get a guy a job, he's like less likely to need state services and help. And that help can in turn go to those that do need it.
So I take it you're not interested in hearing about an income tax or anything, broad-based tax like that?
I certainly don't support an income tax at this point in time, no.
Okay. Are we out of the woods crisis-wise, or were we in a budget crisis? Or?
Well, as I said, I think we're more in a leadership crisis than we are in a budget crisis. While we do have you know, we don't have the revenue coming in to pay for our budget. I think that with some smart reductions in the budget and maybe some better management of the programs that we have, we can get our way through this till we get Alaska out of the recession that it's in and get Alaskans back to work.